The White House Report.
President Trump is in hot water for a tweet that he made over 2 days ago. There are now questions. Did he obstruct justice by knowing General Flynn allegedly lied to the FBI? The tweet says, "I had to fire General Flynn because he lied to the vice president and the FBI." Since all the fallout from that tweet, now there is a claim that the president's attorney wrote that tweet that could cause him ultimately to be disbarred. I talked to former RNC chair Michael Steele in New York about his thoughts about this tweet and the ramifications or the punishments to follow.
That's not believable, number one. And if he did, why would an attorney send out a tweet like that in the middle of an FBI investigation? That is the height of irresponsibility. So it's just not believable on his face. And if it is, then this is really malpractice when you stop and think about it. Look, this is all, again, part of the distraction that comes out of the White House to get away from or to take the spotlight off of the president when the heat starts to rise. And it did this past week with Michael Flynn making the plea that he did. And now this thing has moved to the next level.
So many Americans are trying to find out, with all of this stuff building, the president says and does things, there's no reaction or repercussion from his own party or any kind of action to change situations for him. I mean, no punishment. What do you say to those people who are looking for something with this change in decorum?
I think that the reality of it is voters are going to have to hold Republicans and Democrats alike accountable for where we are right now, how this storyline is playing itself out. You have Republicans who, you know, say in one breath, Roy Moore shouldn't be seated. Then in the next breath, they go, well, it's up to the people of Alabama. Well, you can't have it both ways, because that's a reflection not just on you personally, but it's a reflection on the party you supposedly represent. And I know, as a self-respecting Republican, I don't lend my voice to that. All of that is going to have to be accounted for at some point.
April Ryan, AURN News.
The White House Report is a service of American Urban Radio Networks.